Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your beloved, faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Fall at St. Matthias is a full and exciting time of year. Our beloved snowbirds are migrating south for warmer weather. We've just completed a vendor fair. Our Thanksgiving and Christmas outreach ministries are revving up. We have commissioned 5 new Stephen ministers this morning, and we're 3 weeks into our annual stewardship campaign. Wonderful things are going on here, and there's absolutely no chance of us disagreeing, right? We don't always have the same mind about things, and that's a good thing, unless it becomes problematic. A young rabbi had a serious problem in his new congregation. During the Friday service, half the congregation stood for the prayers, half remained seated, and each side shouted at the other, insisting theirs was the true tradition. Nothing he said or did helped. So the young rabbi sought wisdom from the synagogue's 99-year-old founder. At the nursing home, the young rabbi poured out his troubles and asked, "Please, please tell me, what is the tradition for the congregation? Is it to stand during the prayers?" "No," answered the old rabbi. The young rabbi responded, "So the tradition was to sit during the prayers?" "No," said the old rabbi. The young rabbi responded, "We have complete chaos. Half the people stand and shout, and the other half sit and scream." "Ah," said the old rabbi, "that was the tradition." If whether to sit or stand during the prayers can become a traditional weekly heated discussion, then certainly money can. Whether the candles we light every Sunday should be wax, oil, or electric can, or anything else for that matter, can become an issue. In parish life, perhaps it's helpful for us to remember that every single one of Paul's letters to the churches, even Paul's letter of love to the Philippians, which we read today, addresses some type of tension in the church. When Paul wrote the letter to the Philippians, he was joyous, encouraging, and hopeful from prison, as he wrote, "I want you, brothers and sisters, to know that what has happened to me has helped to spread the good news. All the palace guards and everyone else know that I am in prison because I am a believer in Christ." In prison, Paul is joyous. But while he was in prison, he heard that the church in Philippi was not as joyful as he was, because 2 women, Euodia and Syntyche, are unharmonious, and the church has actually become worried about its future. In my limited experience, when we're not of the same mind in the Lord, which is working to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, worry sets in, focus is lost, and peace fades. Those 3 harmful spiritual afflictions erode harmony, hinder us from being good stewards of our blessings, and keep us from faithfully moving forward into the future, not only in the church, but also in our families and in our own individual lives. And the cure for worrying, a lack of focus, and diminished peace is to walk the way of Jesus Christ, and to do so as Paul spelled out, beginning with, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be known to everyone." The next one's a little more difficult. "Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer your prayers and requests to God. Then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel. God's peace will control the way we think and feel, no matter what the current obstacle is in our lives, in our country, or in our church. When we have the same mind in the Lord, when we rejoice in the Lord, and when we pray to God with thankful hearts. By rejoicing always and always being thankful, the stewardship of our moments, our abilities, and our money gives us the peace of God through the Holy Spirit, a peace that will lead us to walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, by presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship. Put it another way, being a good steward of our lives is an outward and sometimes even a visible sign of the inward and spiritual grace given to us by Jesus Christ as a sure and certain means that we have received God's grace. But instead of being signs of God's grace in our lives, being good stewards of our time, our talent, and our treasure that we like to speak of at this time of the year, those three things are too many times seen as obstacles. And we phrase it like this: I don't have enough time. I don't have the right talents. I don't have enough money to tithe. But in reality, if we were to actually think about it and pray about it and give thanks, we do have enough time. We do have enough talent. And we do have enough money. And we can realize that we do have those things when we are looking at what we can do instead of looking at the goal and immediately saying, I cannot do that. Author Marianne Kelty wrote this concerning imagined unsurmountable obstacles. Watch your way then as a cautious traveler. And don't be gazing at that mountain or that river way over there in the distance and saying, how shall I get over them? But keep to the present little inch that is before you. Keep to that present little inch that is before you and accomplish that in the little moment that belongs to it. The present little inch that is before you, and accomplish that in the little moment that belongs to it. Inch by inch, moment by moment. May God's peace be with us as we continually apply ourselves to good works in Jesus' name. Continually pray with thanksgiving. I agree. And continually do everything to the best of our ability in order to accomplish everything God desires us to accomplish in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O God and Father of us all, breathe upon us now your hallowed calm. Lift the burden from our hearts. Soothe the anxieties of our minds and send peace into our souls. Forgive the disorder, the fever, the vain purpose of our lives. Help us now to stand a while in the shelter of your shadowing wings and to be still. To look out again upon life with new vision, that we may understand to wait for the revelation of your will that shall make us calm and strong. Amen. Amen. Please stand.